Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We have got a fabulous show for you today, but before I jump into it, I want to say hello to Mr. Benny. Hello, Mr. B.
Hiya, Pat.
Holding the fort down, aren't you?
Always doing what I can.
Doing what you can. Oh, my gosh. You know what? Today is all about that. CJ Liu is joining me here today. And I'll give you a little idea of who she is in a minute. But here's what we're going to talk about. This is what I love. I was actually talking about this morning. Digging yourself out of quicksand. And by the way, what does time have to do with it? You know, that old Father Time, tick, 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 tick. Does it help us dig ourselves out of the quicksand? Or do we just sink deeper and deeper into it? What does that mean? Does quicksand actually turn out to be a metaphor, a lesson in life? Well, guess who I'm bringing to have this conversation with? My friend, my colleague, CJ Liu. She is someone that has dedicated her life to help other people understand. She's a woman on a mission. She wants to fire people up and awaken them to their full potential. But you cannot do that if you're delving deeper and deeper and deeper into the quicksand, the quagmire that you're now calling your life. She is somebody that has a lifetime of unique business experience. She is a phenomenal coach, and she's the host of the hit show Fired Up with CJ. Today, we're talking about the quicksand first. But you know what? What happens when you think you're running out of time? I just had this conversation this morning. CJ, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, we're going to start out with a conversation about the quicksand. And, you know, there's this really, really cool relationship between quicksand and time, right? I mean, think about it. Have you ever seen these people in, what is that movie with Harrison Ford? You know, all of the movies that go out into the adventure of life.
Indiana Jones, isn't it?
Indiana Jones.
Yeah!
That's right,
like
you.
My favorite movies.
Thanks, dude.
Ever.
That's what I'm saying. But, you know, inevitably, somebody ends up in the quicksand. And you're watching this on TV, and you're thinking, how long do they have? Quicksand isn't very quick, is it? It's kind of slow. But it's this feeling you get of sinking deeper and deeper. I want to ask you, why'd you pick this topic today, CJ?
that's a great question. You know, I actually had a situation where always quicksand is covered up, right? It's like someone thinks that they're stepping into something that's safe and secure, and then they actually end up like, help me, I'm going down deeper. And I had a situation, I would say, over the last October through December where I stepped into the hole and then just kept on going deeper and deeper and deeper down to the bottom of the hole, which I think I may have hit rock bottom when I did it. But it was a really interesting experience. You know, I think throughout our lives we go through hitting little pits of quicksand. And as you go through a spiritual journey, hopefully what happens is you react differently when you're going down the hole. I think this time I'm proud to say I reacted differently and actually learned a ton. I mean, I think the quicksands that are there in our lives are I think they're wake-up calls for us to be more aware of the quicksands that, you know, the little pits that are there that we don't see. For us
right.
to be more aware of, in my case, it was my Achilles heel that I
right.
didn't even see was my Achilles heel. And until I stepped into the quicksand, I didn't even know that it existed. And so in some ways, the quicksand was a wonderful journey because it helped me see what I couldn't see before.
You know what? I don't know about you, but I am so tired of the quicksand. And it is a great teacher, isn't it?
It is. I mean, my gosh. It's hard. I think it's easy to say, hard to do in the process. It's easy to say. The thing is you look at these points when you go into the quicksand, and in the end, you always look back and say, I learned a ton, and I'm a much better person for it. But when you're in the quicksand, it kind of sucks.
The sucking sound is actually what you get from sinking deeper and deeper and deeper into it.
Yeah.
And, you know, isn't it, here's a great metaphor. Oh, I so love this. Talk about you getting me fired up on this. Let me tell you. Here's the metaphor, right? You're watching these people in this Indiana Jones movie that Benny pointed out so beautifully, and they're sinking into the quicksand, right? Mm-hmm. They're looking around for help. How often, CJ, do we feel ourselves going deeper and deeper and never think, not once, that we might need some help?
Mm. Mm. That's so true. Because that's what I think sometimes we forget to do, like you're saying, is that we're going, the natural impulse, if you were to actually fall into an actual pit is that you would be screaming for help, right? But it's something that we don't tend to do. I did it this time around, normally don't ask for help because I usually think, oh, I can deal with this. I'm fine. You know, I do that. I'm fine. When you're really not fine. Honestly, this time I was like, help me, I'm in quicksand. And the recovery was way faster, right? I had friends and family come to pull me out. You know, and I think that it's so often we forget to call for help. And I think that's a great reminder, Dr. Pat. Great reminder.
It is. I was in a car accident on December 10th, the day before my birthday. It was a really important weekend for me right before I went back to the East Coast. And I had a whole bunch of things planned for that day. And I had this car accident, and it just really broke down. I mean, it was such an incredible shock to my system. And I didn't know how to ask for help. But gloriously and miraculously, a very close friend of mine showed up on my doorstep with a cell phone in hand trying to reach me. And she came in, she didn't know I had the car accident. And that was my moment where I got to ask for help, you see.
Mm. Yeah.
Where I was so down on my knees from that experience that I didn't even have the energy to pretend I was okay.
I love that.
I didn't have the energy, you know, because here I am. She walks in the door. She calls, right? We're supposed to be doing this big, you know, holiday thing. And all she gets is me crying. Right?
I know. Right? I shouldn't be laughing, but like, I've been there and it's funny.
I'm crying. She's at the door. You know, I don't even know what she was at the door for. I don't know why she even came down, but that's spirit anyway.
Yeah.
And she comes in the door all excited to see me, and I'm bawling my eyes out. And I don't know why. But in that moment, I get to ask for help. And it's kind of unusual for most of us. You know, how does this metaphor of asking for help, of being stuck in the quicksand, relate to the stuckness in our lives, CJ? Because it's not just about having a car accident. There are things that happen every day. Let's talk about the power of the mind to create the illusion of failure for us on a regular basis.
Yeah, and I think that here's the thing that I learned from my experience in terms of the illusions. I mean, one was, you know, one of the Buddhist sayings that pain is inevitable, but suffering is within your control. And I think that one of the things that was, in this particular instance for me, is there is a lot of potentiality to go down the, oh, my gosh, I'm hitting a quicksand of moment, and I'm facing, you know, all these dark, like, I swear, it was like all those characters from Harry Potter, like the name that should not be named or whatever, Gollum, all these things. I swear, I had so many felt sense of dark energies, just feeling like I was almost attacked by, like, no, what the hell else is going to go wrong? And you know what? When those moments came, I was like, well, it's just an energy, right? It's not, it's a dark energy, but it's just like any other energy. And it's an inconvenience, not all that different than when I get a flat tire. So instead of going into what would be an old pattern of like, oh my God, I'm scared. I'm going to go into fear. Now I can't do anything. Oh my God, I'm being attacked. Why is the world against me? You know, I totally did not go there. I was like, this is just an inconvenience right now. It's just like any life event that you're not expecting that causes pain. Deal with it. You know, do some energetic clearings. Do whatever you need to do. Do some meditation. Do whatever. But don't go down the dark well of suffering. That is totally preventable. And I was really proud of myself, Dr. Pat, because I did not go there. So I did not go down to that kind of a traditional place where I'd be in a place that's like not sure of myself or not really wondering about whether the universe was kind, all those kind of things.
Yeah, so here's what I want to talk about when we come back from break, because this is a very important topic, especially when we're setting out and creating a whole new year.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Real, profound, and inspiring conversations with two passionate Canadian women on a mission to spread and infuse the essence of gratitude around the world. Experience our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com and express abundance in all areas of life using our 365 messages of gratitude, journal, mandala, and our origami box. Plant the seed of gratitude and watch it transform all that it touches. Are you ready to let gratitude emerge from your hearts? Visit explorationgratitude.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Me like a rubber ball, oh, the sweetest thing.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. CJ Lewis in the house. Fired up with CJ. CJ, before we digging out of quicksand, please let everybody know how they can find out more about you.
We can go to www.fireitupwithcj.com, and you can find my website, my individual website, and, of course, you can find me on the Transformation Talk Radio Network, as I'm one of the hosts there.
All right. Let's talk about this place of knowing. Let's talk about the sand, the quicksand. You know, we know when we're in it. Half the time, we don't know how we've gotten in it. And I would love for you to address that. Then we know we're in it. How do we stand on the faith, the knowing that we're going to be able to rise above it and live the lives we really want to live?
Yeah, I think that, first of all, I think the key thing is, how do you even know when you're in it first? Because oftentimes we don't even know that we're in it. And the key thing, again, I know it kind of goes back to the same mantra over and over again, but it's really to be aware of what's happening to yourself. So I knew that I was in it because I could find myself feeling I'm a very optimistic person, but I was kind of feeling negative, or I'd feel like a lot of anger coming up or sadness, and which is not really typical for me. And so mm-hmm. I think when you find yourself experiencing life in an atypical fashion, knowing that that's a signal that something is not working for you internally and for you to tune in. And so oftentimes it would be like, I'd snap at my kids, which I generally don't do. So that would be like, oh, something must be going on with me that I'm doing that. So first of all, I think you have a keen insight. It's to know that you're in it. And then when you're addressing the problem, I think it's knowing that it's going to be okay and that it's not a big deal, because after you've addressed one problem and know you can dig yourself out, you can dig yourself out of anything. And often the process that you use for digging yourself out of one quicksand is exactly the same process that you use for digging yourself out of another quicksand. So I think it's having faith in yourself. And then I think the second faith is having faith in the universe, that the world is a friendly place, that whatever is happening is there for your growth, learning, and betterment. So I think that it's really, you know, one, being clear that you're in that place of, that you're in the quicksand, and again, tuning into the sensations in your body, the behaviors that you're experiencing, and that feel out of the norm. And then really having faith in yourself and confidence that you can do it, and also having faith in the universe. And that's probably the one that is the hardest thing for people to believe in when it's happening. But if you actually really look back at your lives, you can see that those times of the hardest times in your life were in fact the places that you learned and grew the most. And so I do think it's partially having faith that that will happen and having confidence in yourself. And I think another thing, aside from having faith, that is actually really integral during these times is having forgiveness.
Yes.
So it's not having faith, but it's having forgiveness for yourself and for other people, because oftentimes when we fall into the quicksand, we further dig ourselves in by like criticizing ourselves or bashing ourselves or like, why didn't we miss the quicksand to begin with?
Yeah, my gosh. It's like, hello, I see the quicksand. I'm walking towards the quicksand, but let me stay on the edge of the quicksand. Oh no, now I'm slipping into the quicksand. There you go. Here's the thing I want to ask you about. You know, part of this is also about expectancy. I want to talk about this, especially before we get into the time conversation. Mm-hmm. There is expectancy in life, that energy of that, and there is expecting things to turn out the way you want them to. They're very different energies. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes we get really hung up on, you know, so many things that we expect in life. You know, we expect to get a big Christmas gift. We expect to have, you know, great food put on the table. We expect to have a great time and get paid a lot at our jobs. We expect to close that sales deal. And then all of a sudden that doesn't happen. And then we find ourselves where? In the quicksand.
Right, because what I think the expectations are all about not being present, right? You're in your mind expecting
exactly.
and creating scenarios that you really hope are going to be versus just being, not expecting anything. Right, when you just expect the present moment and whatever is going to be arising, then you aren't in the place of planning, organizing, and hoping that potential outcomes can occur. Now, it's human nature to want to expect, and I think you want to be in a place of like some middle path in which you're expecting those things to happen, but then letting go if they don't.
And not only letting go, but if we don't get attached to them to begin with, then that's really the difference, isn't it, CJ, between expectations and expectancy. I mean, you can be in that place of expectancy and be in the present moment. Like, in the present moment, I live and breathe in every breath I take.
Right, and well, here's the other thing that I think is worth mentioning about the expectancy pieces.
Yeah.
Haven't you ever, like, expected something, you go on a journey, and then it's altogether different? It's not what you expected, but it's still all good.
Well, and isn't that really the level of expectancy? See, the expectancy part of this is to be in that place where you know, regardless of what it looks like in the outside world, there is a better solution. There is a better outcome. That's expectancy. You know, having expectations is that, oh my gosh, if it doesn't turn out exactly this way in this moment, then it's a failure.
Mm.
Then I'm disappointed. You know what one of my do not say words is right now?
Let's hear it.
Disappointment. I'm on a kick.
Disappointment.
I'm on a kick.
Why?
I'm on a kick. You know, how does saying or being in that place of disappointment help us at all? Come up with any way that you can, CJ. Go for it.
I think it helps us emotionally initially to say, I'm in a place of disappointment. You know, you go into like, I'm disappointed, and then you just let it go. But I think not feeling it is actually to go into denial and not feel the disappointment that is naturally arising in your body, I also think is not good. So I think, like, here's the thing, Pat. I would just recommend feel that disappointment for, like, give yourself 3 minutes to, like, go into your, like, pity party. I'm disappointed, all these things, blah, 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 and then go like, okay, I feel disappointed. I've released my disappointment. It has naturally arisen in my body, and I'm now letting it go.
See, the key is you've got to have the ability to let it go, because you see, if you don't have the whole package of tools that you and I are talking about right now, what happens? Disappointment turns into the quicksand, you see?
That's true. Well, it's the suffering that I think it's, pain is inevitable. Suffering is not.
I have to tell you, I'm not as evolved. I will tell you this. I don't have the ability, generally speaking, to enter into 3 minutes of disappointment. It is my death wish. And so rather than learn the skills to go in there, I've learned the skills to not go there. Because I'm not like many people. You know, when I decide that I'm going to live a great life, I live an epic life. When I decide that I am going to take a downhill spiral, I am all about that. I'm a great manifester. I am both, you know, the angel of brightness and the grim reaper for myself. You see what I'm saying here? You know, I'm Jekyll and Hyde, and I get to decide that. Sometimes we're in moments where we don't even understand that the thoughts we're having are turning us into Jekyll and Hyde.
Right.
And that's really what I've learned about myself.
Well, it's a power of free will, right? You're like, I'm just not going there, so I'm just not going to do it.
I'm not going there, because I know if I go there, what? I am going to end up having to try to get myself out of the quicksand.
Yeah, I think you do whatever process works for you. I mean, you
Thank
know you.
You.
Right? You know yourself, and if anyone tells you to do anything differently, then you know what? If they're not you, then I don't think they have the right to tell you what's right for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Well, this is why you and I are talking about it today, because it isn't a one-size-fits-all
no,
here.
No, it's not. I mean,
getting
you do
out
whatever
of the quicksand isn't a one-size-fits-all. If you watch that Harrison Ford movie that Benny talked about, sometimes they throw a stick in. Sometimes they throw a rope in. Sometimes they throw a jacket in. The bottom line is, it's not a one-size-fits-all, is it?
No, absolutely not. Healing and how one deals with life is never one. And if it is, then I think that that's inhibiting your creativity and flow, honestly.
and self-knowledge, right?
I mean, my God, somebody asked me one day, Dr. Pat, you know, you talk about the same topic, you know, throughout a year, you can talk about that same topic 10 times. I say, yeah, that's right. But I said, we talk about the same topic, but we don't talk about it in the same way.
Absolutely.
Because everybody's
right.
different.
Right.
Everybody's different. Today you may hear something that even though CJ and I might have talked about this a year ago, today you're ready to hear it in the way that you're ready to hear it. That's what I love about the beauty of this, don't you?
Yeah, it's just like reading a book, right? Like some of these spiritual books, I'll read it, and I'm like, okay, I get it. Then I read it again, I'm like, oh, now I really get it. And then like a year later, I'm like, wow, this was profound. You know,
I know.
Every year you circle around the same topic.
Related. I'm actually reading a book that I've had in my possession for a good 20 years. It's a really small book. It's called This Thing Called You. Mm-hmm. I'm picking it up and reading it again, and I'm sitting there, and I'm talking to a friend of mine, and I'm saying, oh, my God, is this like a revised version of the book? I mean, there are things in here I've never heard of before. And my friend says to me, you know what? Go to page 96. Do you see 96 in my book? It's the same as 96 in your book. Nothing has changed except you.
Oh,
I hate when our friends do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like crazy. CJ Lou is in the house. We're going to take a break when we're coming back. We're going to take the flip side. Well, I don't know if it's a flip side, but it is an important side. When you're in the quicksand, how does 10 seconds feel for you? Does it feel like a lifetime? Does time slow down for you when you're on the quicksand? Probably not. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Father Time. And, of course, Father Time's fabulous, fabulous cousin, Out of Time. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life? Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences by utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living. Participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, along with maximizing your potential and greatest dreams. For more information as well as a course schedule, please visit them at SpectrumLifeDesign.com. That's SpectrumLifeDesign.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. CJ Lou, is in the house with me. We're really going to fire it up here, CJ. Look it. We were talking about the quicksand, and I before the break, here's what I said. When you're in the quicksand, I want to ask you this question, all right? Maybe Benny will even chime in. I want to ask you this question. When you're in the quicksand, at some point you know you're in the quicksand. You do know you are. I don't know about you, but time has a very special meaning for those of us that have been in the quicksand and trying to get the heck out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it this sense of franticness? I mean, honest to goodness, you can't really say to people listening to this show, you know, when you're in the quicksand, do you feel like you're being there now? Do you feel like you're in the present moment of it? Just embrace the sinking, sucking feeling of quicksand right now. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I just did a program of Lama Surya Das, and he was talking about the nature of time and our own subjective experience of time as it occurs. And, you know, how some things, like when you're in pain, it, like, 2 minutes feels like forever.
Exactly.
and correspondingly, like, that when you're in the present, it actually feels completely different. So it depends on whether you're experiencing pain or not, how that 2 minutes feels. And I think it's really interesting. And, you know, one thing that I always remember is I was driving in Montreal with some friends from business school, and we were going around those curvy hairpin roads where there's no guardrail at all. The guardrail is, like, seriously below your knees. I mean, it's like you're going to tumble off the side of a cliff at any moment. And so we were driving around this curvy road, and we skid into a patch of black ice, and we hit the side of the road. I had a set of Diet Coke cans in the back of the car. Now, why did they put that there? I don't know. But they put it, it collided into my head, and then I saw everything was in slow motion. That, you know, 1 minute that it took to basically hit the guardrail, bash back onto the side of the road, hit the guardrail again, bash back, have the Diet Coke hit my head. Probably was like 2 minutes, but it felt like 5 days.
Exactly.
Because you're so present to every single thing that's happening. And I remember thinking, this is the moment that I'm going to die, and it may be the Diet Coke hitting my head or falling off the cliff. Guess I'm going to die now. Like, these are the profound thoughts that happened in my head during this accident. So sad.
But, you know, you're right. I mean, you know, this is really an interesting conversation I've had with myself many times. You know, what does it feel like to be in the quicksand? And our natural instinct for a lot of people, let's just talk about a natural instinct. Let's get real here. Let's get out of these Indiana Jones movies for a moment, right? Most of the time you see these people jump into the quicksand and they're very calm and peaceful, right? No. That would not be what happens to me. If I step into quicksand and I am sinking, I'm going to do the thing that you're not supposed to do.
Right.
I'm going to be flailing like some creature that is just encaged.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So isn't that sort of what people, I don't want to say most people, but I do want to say most people. You know, when we are in the quagmire of things in our lives, you know, our first instinct isn't to go, it isn't. We go into fight and flight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And whether it is a giant dinosaur that's coming at us or a debit card at the grocery counter that will not get approved, right? It's still quicksand.
But you know what the thing is? I actually had last week was, a minor quicksand. You know, it was like a dirt puddle in my life, but it was really convenient. I actually had a book club meeting with my dear friends.
Yeah.
I had a book that I was trying to read with Lama Surya Das for my interview last week.
Yeah.
And then I had another book that I was reading because I had scheduled a pre-record with Dr. Jean Shinoda Bolen. So
yeah.
I was reading three books in a matter of a weekend. My car broke down in the middle. I was driving down a hill, and all of a sudden it started to stop, and I had to pull into some random parking lot. I'm like, oh, seriously? I don't have any, you know, no brakes, no
steering, and okay, I guess it's a metaphor for life and what's happening to me at this moment. And you know what? And because I had the luck of reading Lama Suryadas's book, Buddha Standard Time, I thought, okay,
yeah,
I'm in the you know, dirt puddle right now. I'm not in a quicksand, but I'm in a moment where presence could help. And you know what I did? Everything that I wanted to do was, like, cancel all my meetings, cancel the book club, you know, not read the book, you know, do all these different things. And you know what? What I did instead is I meditated for 5 minutes, and I said, there's plenty of time. Time is just a subjective sense of reality.
Right.
What you need to do is be present to every single moment, and time will just arise, and you don't have to think about it. It will just be there if you're present. And so, seriously, my old way of doing things, I would have said, you know what, I just don't have enough time. I would have canceled meetings. I would have rescheduled everything. I've been running around with a chicken with my head cut off. But you know what? I thought, I have time to meet this person for lunch. I have time. Somehow time is going to materialize, and I don't know how, but I'm going to have faith that it will be there. And I did serious amounts of breathing and meditation, and it worked. Everything turned out beautifully.
It does work. You know, you and I had the same week. Look at the car. Look at the car similarities. My car went into the shop about two or three weeks ago to get fixed from the car accident, right? And the other person's insurance company is paying for it. They pick out the place it's going to go. I'm not going to mention the place, but you know, it goes in, right? They call me last week. Of course, I'm going away for the weekend. I go away once a year with my friends across the pass, right? To Leavenworth. I have 2 days where I'm completely unplugged and I just do nothing but whatever I want to do over there at Sleeping Lady, right? So here I go to pick up my car and get the car because I want my car when I'm driving across the pass and so forth. My dad was a mechanic, right? He was an auto guy. So I know that when you inspect a car that was worked on, paint job and the whole business, you got to pull it out and put it in the sun. You have to do that. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to see it. Pull the car out. First of all, it needed to be buffed like, you know, shining like a silver dime or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I look at the car and I walk around, and first off, I see that there are more scratches on the car than than when it went in.
Oh, no.
I mean, in just weird places. The other thing I noticed that where the paint was supposed to be faded in, it had a light spot. So here I am in this moment of decision where it's about time. Do I take the car so that I have my car to go over the pass? What do I do? What do we do in this moment? And I did what you did. I breathed.
Mm-hmm.
And I very nicely took the guy around the car, and I just pointed all these different things out to him. But I was in the moment of knowing that there is the highest and best outcome here. That there is a reason why this is showing up in this way. And what they said to me was, why don't you go take the car? And I heard my insurance company, the people say, don't take the car. So I said to them, you know what? I'm not going to take the car because this is fresh in your mind and my mind right now. I said, but what I will tell you is I need a all-wheel drive vehicle because you know what? I'm going away. I'm going over the passes, so I need to change this car, trade it in, and get an all-wheel drive vehicle so I can go on the trip that I was planning to go on.
Mm.
Bam. Done. All-wheel drive vehicle. Great little Subaru. They kept the car. I still have the Subaru because I called them yesterday and said, is my car ready for me to come look at? And they said, no. And so in the moment of not panicking, not getting angry, not getting to the place of, you did a lousy job and all of that. Right? Yeah. You know, because that's where you and I could have gone. We could have gone to that place of, oh, really? We did.
Yeah.
And what was the outcome? Not what I expected, CJ.
Yeah.
Not what I expected.
Here's what I love about that story. What I love about that story is, the reason you wanted to go to Sleeping Lady is because you wanted to have an unplugged moment where you're totally present. And you did it even before your trip, right? Right, you were actually, you know what I mean? Like, you can be on vacation if you take the kind of break that you and I did, which is to take a breath when you feel like
take
you don't have enough time. And here's what I think happens, and this is what Lama Sariadas said in his book, and I truly believe, is that in that moment when you took a deep breath and said, no, there's solutions, like there's got to be a better way. I'm just going to breathe and go inside and figure out what's happening. What I think happens is that you neutralize whatever the fight or flight instinct that you have. You become a neutral, balanced person. And when that happens, you have a clearer sense of your priorities, you have a better focus, and you're more resourceful, right? Because you came up with a, no, I'm going to get my needs met, which is you're going to fix this car the right way, and I'm going to come up with a resourceful solution, which is a really cool four-wheel drive Subaru, right? And you know what's so funny, Dr. Pat? I know this is just synchronicity, but guess what kind of car that I was driving? A Subaru.
Oh, my God. And, by the way, you know, it's still sitting out in the front of my house. When we come back, CJ and I are going to talk about how do you build a new relationship with time? Mm-hmm. You know, how do you say to yourself, I have got some work commitment goals right now. I have got some revenue goals right now that I'm going to make. Let's make something up. By the end of the month, I have to bring in revenue of $30,000. Here the month is gone. How does time work for us? Work against us? And is there any reason at all we should think that miracles have a time factor? CJ Liu joining me here today. We're going to take a short break right here on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back, everybody. Stay tuned.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Bye. massage. Yes, it is. It's good. Come on, CJ.
Time is a massage.
All right, there we go with that great rendition of a Rolling Stone song. Okay, if time is on our side, then why is our relationship with time so dysfunctional?
It's a really good question. I think it's because we are too much in linear time. This is what Lama Suryadas said that really registered with me. And listen to my program, because he's awesome. He really...
How they can listen to your program.
Okay, go to www.fireitupwithcj.com.
Beautiful.
And I just had the show with Lama Suryadas. Seriously, Dr. Pat, this book changed my life. And I'm not saying, this book changed my life! It honestly, it totally blew my mind apart in terms of time. And he talks about linear time, which is the clock measure time, the time that we look at on our watches. And then there's divine time. And he talks about the differences between the two. And I think because we are so much looking at linear time, we're looking at our watches and measuring our minutes in our life, that as a result of measuring the minutes and seconds in our lives, that we're not even living our lives.
We're not, because all of our focus is on time.
Yeah.
Too much time on our hands, not enough time on our hands, right?
Right.
Is it the right time? Is it the wrong time? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, he brought up a really interesting, he did a workshop at Nalanda West, which is some Buddhist Dzogchen center, and mm-hmm. he said, you know what's so interesting? Look at all the time-saving devices that we have. And do we find ourselves with more time or less time, right? We find ourselves constantly being in a deficit of time, even though if we actually look at all the time-saving devices, we should. You know, we have a baked potato that we used to take one hour, and it's taking us 10 minutes, right? So where did those 50 minutes go, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I shared the story about the sleeping lady, right? The sleeping lady. I get a text message, right? Because now you can get Wi-Fi and text messages, right? I get a text message from somebody that, you know, the business. This is a business thing. I get a text message. They need to talk to me right away. Did we get the email? Did we do this? Did we do that? I'm on the phone. I'm having a conversation with them. And, you know, and it's a conversation where I'm really having to take a hard line. But after we're done, I explain to them, you know what? I unplugged for 2 days, so I'm not going to email you and not going to fax you, right? Mm-hmm. One of the persons on the call says, okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow. And I'm like, no. And I'm thinking to myself, Pat, why did you answer the text message? Why did I even have my smartphone with me in the middle of playing this game, apples to apples? I mean, what am I thinking here?
Yeah. I know. It's so hard to set boundaries, right? Because it's not only setting your own boundaries, which you did, and then you broke, but then it's like somehow the woman didn't even hear the boundaries that you set for her. Right? Because people nowadays, they totally disrespect our boundaries for when we say, like, no, this is my special time. It's like, well, I don't get special time, and neither do you, Dr. Pat, so answer me when you're playing apples to apples.
Yeah, and you know what I love about this is, you know, people do hear me, like when I'm on air, right? You and I are on air right now. I do not like to multitask when I'm on air, right? But I'm on air. So even when I'm on air and folks know that I'm on air, especially the people on my team, I still get instant feedback messages on questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just instant messaged somebody back and I said, I'm in my happy time right now. This is my happy time right now, because radio is my happy time.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll be off the air in a couple of hours. Then you could ask me that question. How do you, CJ, you know, what can we say to our listeners that is going to help, not just them, you and I, anybody listening, going to help us build that relationship with time? Because honestly, I read the book The Power of Now 5 times. I didn't get it. I know I'm a little slow in certain areas, but there's just some things that I get and some things that I don't get.
Well, you're beyond me, because I think I must have read maybe one paragraph five times, and then I gave up. You know, because I think I think the book is really profound, and if you have the presence and the esoteric knowledge and the patience to go through, and, you know, God bless them. I mean, seriously, it's a great, beautiful piece of
work. Oh, it's a mega
work.
Book. Yeah,
and
mega book.
Yeah, it's really hard to digest. But I think what was your question? I forgot the question.
What I'm trying to say is, how do we begin to build this relationship with time?
So here's what I love that I tried doing. Again, like what I do with all, because I'm a coach, what I do is I take ideas that people propose. So Lama Surya Das had a bunch of ideas in his book, and I thought, okay, I'm going to try these things and see if they work. And he recommends meditating throughout the whole day versus, because, you know, I hear so many friends in spiritual practice, I can't meditate. How come I can't meditate? And then they bash themselves. I didn't meditate. I'm so bad. Blah, blah, blah. So you'd think I'm the worst coach, but usually I go, I understand. But I think the thing is I'm like, seriously, this is not the whole purpose of meditation. It's to actually be present. And you bashing yourself about not meditating seems to miss the whole point. But what Lama Surya Das recommended is to meditate throughout the whole day. And so what I do now is when I actually go, oh, good, I'm at a stoplight. Give me a chance to tune back into my body. And then I breathe, and I breathe, and I breathe. And then so his meta point is take moments that you have that would normally make you impatient, the moments where you're waiting for time to speed up, and slow things down and be completely present. So he has a really simple meditation where you breathe, smile, and be present, or breathe, smile, let go. And you feel your feet, you just breathe, smile, let go. And so when I'm at the stop sign, when I'm at the Whole Foods line and it's like six people deep, all with like, you know, can't you put your stuff on the grocery, you know, put it on the conveyor belt. What are you waiting for? You know, like that usually run through my East Coast mind. I go, oh, good, now more moments for me to meditate and breathe and be present. So I like that tip, and I've been using it, and that works fabulously. So taking those moments that usually make you really impatient and breathe. And I think the other thing that he suggests that I really love is, like, those day-in, day-out activities that you do. Like, you go pee, you wake up and you brush your teeth, you eat your lunch. You know, these are things where you don't think of them as opportunities to meditate. You walk to and from something. But use them to meditate. Well, what, you know, might as well.
Well, here's the thing I want to break down for those that are listening to the show, if you're kind of on the spiritual journey online. You know what? If you don't want to breathe and take a moment, then just smile, because smile is the key to that exercise.
Absolutely.
It is the key. Smiling is the key. There are some people that cannot smile as you're looking at your brand new car, the work that just got done on it, and you're trying to think to yourself, OMG. But, you know, you got to find that smile.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to find that place.
There's a beautiful quote that I want to share with you that's in the book. He mentions meeting this woman on a train, and she says, you know, the smile is the shortest distance between two people. And I thought,
I love that,
to form a connection, and I love that. And then he had proposed, you know, during her day, Smile to yourself, smile to other people. And I know it sounds so kind of like New Agey, like smile, be happy. But you know what? I thought, okay, you know, don't be so cynical, try it. And what was interesting when I was smiling, like, all day today, I'm going to smile at everyone.
Exactly.
And I tried it. You know what? It makes you feel happy on the inside. And you're more present to people who don't smile, and you notice them that they're not smiling and they're not connecting to you, and that you have more compassion, even when they don't smile back. You're like,
I love
it. You know?
Yeah.
Beautiful idea of a smile.
That's great. That's what we're going to leave you with today. You know what? If you don't have a big old smile on your face, go for it. Get that on there. Smile at yourself. Look in the mirror. Smile at Benny, whoever you want to do, whoever you want to smile at. That's what we're going to leave you with today. CJ, thank you for joining me here today. Benny, great. All right, let's be smiling at the world. Smile at the snow, smile at the traffic, and more importantly, smile that the schools are closed. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
I beg him, please sing him. Come out of things unsaid.